but I already played well. So.
Yeah. Rock on these things?
Draft right here.
Okay, let's begin. I'll hear about this later on. Sounds good. The right now we're starting the Gemara. The I don't know what we are up to right now. Avlama Beis Mabez towards the middle of the page, if I recall. The Mishnah had finished. The Gemara had finished talking about. 1 second. Two dots we got through. I think we just came a little short of it. Yeah. Okay, exactly. Okay, good. So the Gemara says down the following. We're right now again. Zichron. Yeah. About a few lines before the lines get wide. The Gemara says, Zichron Sheyesh Bo Trua. When you have the Lashon of Zichron with Lashon of Trua in the same pasuk, Kigon, Shavason Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh, where you see Zichron Trua together. Omer Ima Zichronos, Omer Ima Shofros. The Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef here, yeah, puzzle can be said both while you're saying the Zichronos part of Rosh Hashanah and while you're saying the Shofros part of Rosh Hashanah. Again, reminder, we have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Each one has 10 psukim that relate to it. Again, you can pick your 10. It sounds like the Gemara here is giving some examples of what could be some of those psukim. So this puzzle over here, when you have Zichronos and Shofros, which is Trua, together, you're able to use this for both of them if you wanted to. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. Rabbi Yosef says, what's that? You put it in the Zichronos part of the tefillah, and also the Shofros part of the tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Omer Elohim HaZichronos Bilvad. You can only say it with the Zichronos. You can only use it one time, and that one time is only for the Zichronos. In Shofros. Shofros, yeah. No, I just lost the place, sorry. Thank you. Zichronos. How about Malchus Ishmotru? We had before, we mentioned before again, Zichronos with Shofros. How about Malchios with a Trua? Kagon, Hashem Lokav, Amo, Utras Melech Bo. Again, we have the idea of Truas and Melech. So where does that belong? Can you fit that into different, both of them or not? So Omra im Malchios, Omra im Shofros. Rabbi Yosef. It says you say it in the Malchios and you say it in the Shofros as well. You have whichever option you want. Rabbi Yosef. Yehuda Omer. In Omer Eli Malchios, you know, you got to say it only to the Malchios. You got to pick. It's a Melech discussion. It's not a Shofar discussion. Trua she'ini maloklum. If you have the lashon of Trua, I'm about to get the two dots, guys. We're about to get right, like in 1 second. Trua that has nothing else with it. Kigon Yom Trua Yelachem. Again, only it's a lashon of Trua, nothing more than that. So then Omer Eli Shofros, the Rabbi Yosef, which is over here, that belongs only in lashon of Shofros. The word Trua. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Omer Kolikra. It doesn't belong anywhere. You hold him. There's no lashon of shofar. The word trua is describing the shofar blast, but without the word shofar attached to it, there's no word shofar. Then you cannot recite this as part of the shofar. So again, the Gemara just finished. We have the two options now. The Gemara right now is talking about what psukim would qualify as valid psukim of the 10 that you need for malchios, for zichronos, and for shofros. If you have a double dip, can you double dip or not? Or you know, you can. Or you says no. You gotta. It only belongs to this one or that one. And therefore, we give some examples, and that's where we have to just now the two dots. Says the Gemara. Two dots right now, again, smack in the middle of Lama Beis. Lama Beis, Maschil B'Torah U'Mashlim B'Navi. You're supposed to start with the Torah and you finish with the Navi. Yosi Omer Im Hishlim B'Torah Yatza. This is a quote of our Mishnah that if you end up with the Torah Pasuk, it would still be okay. So this is Gemara, Im Hishlim D'Evet In L'Chilal. The word Im, like that, implies that if you did it that way, it's okay. Okay is D'Evet. It's going to count, but that's not ideal. It's not L'Chilal. Is that true? Matan Yosi Omer, as he says, HaMashim B'Torah is a Meshubach. Says that if you finish with words of the Torah, that is ideal. Not only is that going to be okay, that's the best way to do it. So what do you mean im hishlim if you did it this way? Mar says over here im mashlim. It shouldn't say im hishlim. It should say mashlim with words of Torah. Mar says it's very nice. It should say yeah. Real sorry.
If you were to end up with a Torah lesson, does that have to be from the scroll, or does it can it just be?
I mean, when we're talking in our sitter. It's all in our sitter. We're not leading anything. It's a sitter discussion, right? When you read this psukim over Rosh Hashanah time, you're going to see our psukim. We're going to quote three psukim from the Torah, three from Ksuvim, three from Navi, and then one from Torah again, right? So over there, the one it says it can even be from Torah. Even be implies if you did it, it's Yotze. What do you mean if it's Yotze? It sounds like it's Meshubach. Gemara says, yeah, don't read it as if you did it. Read it as do it. Be mashim with Torah. Says Gemara says you can say that if you want to. That's not what the pasuk says. That's not what the Mishnah says. Says the Gemara, Va'im Hishlim Katani. It says Im Hishlim. You want to say it should have wrote Mashlim, very nice, but it said Im Hishlim, which is again the Evet Nachila Lo. It applies to the Evet, yes, Nachila No. Where says Hakikamar? This is what I mean to say. Maschil b'Torah u'mashlim b'Navi. That's the Tanakhama. Yosi Omer, mashlim b'Torah, v'im hishlim b'Navi. Then it's Yatzah. Again, the im hishlim over here shouldn't be about Torah. Torah, you should be mashlim that way. Tharei z'meshubach. Im hishlim, if you were mashlim on a pasuk in Navi, you're still Yotze, but it's in a im hishlim regarding Navi. But ideally, Torah, you should be mashlim with Torah. We have a teaching that supports as well. We have a time Nami Hachi, Am Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Vasikin hayu mashlimin osa b'Torah. The Vasikin, people were very makbid of coming early to Davin and very makbid about the halachas in general of Davening. So they would be very careful, Vasikin would, to be mashlim the last pasuk with the Torah pasuk. I understand to be able to pull Zichronos Pesukim and Shofar's Pesukim over the course of Tanakh. There's a lot of options. There's a lot of opportunities there. And you can get to 10 pretty easily. El Malchios Tlasu Dehavim. There's only three Pesukim about Malchios of the Torah. You will not find the Lashon of Melech with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah except for three occasions. And they are Hashem Elokav Imo Utras Melech Bo Vahi Bishurin Melech Hashem Yimloch Ilam Ve'ed. We need 10. We can't get 10. Now, what Rashi explains, what do you mean you need 10? We need 3 Torah, 3 Navi, 3 Ksuvim, and 1 Torah at the end. He says, ideal. There's no fourth one from the Torah. We can't find one at least. So where are we going to find this in the end? How do you expect us to have 10? Amar Ravuna, Tashma. Shmai Shal Shevokeinu Shevachad is Malchus. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that Shema, Shevokeinu Shevachad, make Hashem one over us, is a form of Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says, in a Malchus, not Malchus. Okay, how about this? V'yadati Yom Shvosu Elalecha, ki Hashem hu Elokim, Einod. Hashem is our God, Einod. That's Malchus, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi. Yehuda Omer, in a Malchus. Okay, how about Ataris Ladas? Ki Hashem hu Elokim, Einod Milvado. Malchus, Rabbi Yossi. Yehuda Omer, in a Malchus. So the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda can't find a fourth pasuk. He'll only find three pasukim from the Torah, which is crazy to think that way. In the entire Torah, we only have Hashem referred to as a Melech 3 times. It's wild. I never counted before him. So much more of it is found in the Vivin and Ksuvin. We don't call Hashem Baruch Hu Melech Elokim. We call him, not Lashon Melech like that. So according to Rabbi Yosef, we found some other possibilities. Yehuda would have only three Pesukim. Again, I think in the end we do use Shema. If I recall correctly, Shema is, I think, how we end off the last of the 10 Pesukim in the Malchios Pesukim. Okay, Mishnah Lama Beizim Abayis. Over the Fnei Teva Biyom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Hasheni Matkia V'Bishas Halel Harishon Mikra Zahalel. Sheni and Rishon here refers to Shacharis and Musa. So the one who davens, over the same means the one who's the Baal Tefillah, the Chazan. The Chazan on the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, the second one Rosh Hashanah time, means the Musaf is the one who is that? Exactly. Rishon was Musaf, exactly. Musaf and Shacharis, exactly. So here we have the one who davens second on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Baal Musaf. He's the one who brings the Tzkios. We know that the person who's the Baal Musaf is the one where during his part of the davening is when Shofar blowing begins. And ends. And regarding a halal, though, not necessarily Rosh Hashanah time. Not Rosh Hashanah. There's no halal in Rosh Hashanah. We'll get that soon. But whenever you have a halal and a davening and chag, who's the one who says halal? The guy, the shacharis, does halal as well. So we have this extra special connection to the day. So one of them, the Muslim does it for Rosh Hashanah. The other ones, the other days, the Baal Shacharis does it. So it's about Maishna, Sheni Matkia. Why do we say the Sheni is blown shofar? Because the Rav Mahadis Melech. Because people are coming and maybe late to shul. And people should get there eventually. So, Berovam Hadus Melech, one of many people possible to come and celebrate the event together. And therefore, we wait till Baal Musaf to be blowing shofar. Ihachi, that's the case. Halal Nami. Why don't we? When it comes to Halal as well, name of Ishadim, you should be Rav Hadus Melech. Why don't we say the second person, the Baal Musaf, should be the one who davens Halal also? We should push it off to later. For the same reason of Berovam Hadus Melech, which means the more people in the nation that are there, the more glory there is to the king. We should want the king to be glorified even more. Why do we do it prematurely? That's the Gemara's question over here. So we say that's not a good answer. That's not why the Sheni does Tkios. That's not why the Rishon does Halal. Elamayshna Halal Rishon. Let's try the other way around. Why does the Baal Shachar's daven Halal? Mishum, the reason Magdim and the Mitzvot. There's an idea of getting there and jumping to the Mitzvah opportunity right away. Halal is a big Mitzvah to sing the Baruch Hu's praises. So we do it right away. What? Tkia Nami. Tkia is not a Mitzvah. Also, Ni'avei B'Rishon, Mishum, Zrizim, Makdim, and Mitzvot. We should also have the Rishon, the Baal Shachris, should blow shofar, then that's the case as well, to allow for the quickest possible way to be Makdim, Zrizim, Makdim, and Mitzvot. So we still feel like we're struggling right now to figure out what's the reason why the Rishon does Halal in certain days, and the Sheni does shofar blast, Baal Musaf, on Rosh Hashanah time. Rabbi Yochanan, B'Shas, Gzeros, Gzeiras HaMalchus Shana. Really, this Mishnah was taught at a time when the Malchus, the government, made a Gzeira that we were not allowed to blow shofar, in shuls. And what would they do? They would come to our shuls, they would listen as if we were violating the law, and then they would hear that we weren't blowing shofar, because we waited until they left. That's why the Baal Muslim would do it in the end. But it shows you, ideally, originally, Shacharis was the time they were supposed to have done it, and they did it back in the day. The Baal Shacharis was the one who blew shofar back in the day. And by the way, I assume that means even in the Shemoneh Esrei they blew shofar back in the day in Shacharis. We have the Miushav and the Me'umad. I don't know when these Minhagim started, but the shofar blasts, as we get back in the day, were done by the Baal Shacharis. We changed it as a reaction to the dangers that the people, the governments we were part of, they would check whether they're blowing shofar or not. They would check usually in the morning time. That's when we used to stop. That's when we blew shofar then. So we pushed it off till the Musaf and later on. But here we see that really the shofar also should have been originally during the Shacharis as well. Okay. So stay right there. He's not the one who does it. During his tefillah is when it happens. Meaning, when it says the Baal Musaf, it doesn't mean the Baal Musaf does it. It means the Baal Musaf is the one who brings it through his tefillah. That someone's going to blow shofar during the Baal Musaf davening. So I don't know, again, I'm not sure anyone in the davening is a tzfar or not. I did it one time, only Rosh Hashanah in my life, one time, and they and I think you mentioned me in Boston, they do it this way, right? You blow in the middle of the that wasn't even mentioned to me? Blue said it?
Yeah, you wait.
Yeah, exactly. So you do the good little bang, and everyone knows that you're about to blow a shofar, and there's no mockery. You don't say any words. Pause. Listen and pause. Right. Correct. Exactly. And if you're still davening, you pause, listen, hear it out, and continue on. Continue on afterwards.
Like the regular
Shemoneh
Esrei?
Yeah. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. No, they do that late. No, they don't do it. The middle of Shemoneh Esrei, they do it again at the end of davening.
Either wait or like,
well, actually, no, they do both. They do both. They do last few blasts at the very end.
But you can't be
woke up on that. Listen, the short blast of Rosh Hashanah time, if you have a good sikha before you do it, you have a good shmooze and understand what you're doing, it's powerful. It's part of your davening. It's part of your tefillah. Meaning, again, if you hear about the fact that sometimes the biggest nigunim is when there's no word attached. Words limit. Words are limiting, right? Words express things in a way where that's why. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who couldn't really speak well, so that's what people say. His kedusha was that he wasn't limited by words. He couldn't really speak. When you say words can't do something to justice. You know, that's why you say a picture is 1,000 words. You don't have to say anything at all. Saying just no way to express certain things. When people cry, they're not crying and speaking. You're just crying. You're just letting go. There's nothing to talk about. So a shofar blast is a cry, or it's a coronation without a word. I can't say anything but about to do. So that idea is something very important to realize, that these moments, especially your shofar, while you're davening, to listen to like us, the Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a tkiah, with a trua, shofar trua and tkiah, it's extremely powerful in the middle of davening if that's what you're up to at the time. So it's true, it could be distracting, but if you figure out what it's supposed to be doing to me, it'd be very powerful. Okay. Gemara has an interesting conversation with something you've probably heard in the past. Amar b'shas halal, when we say during halal days, meaning Rosh Hashanah versus halal season, we don't say halal Rosh Hashanah time. Michlal Rosh Hashanah, leka halal. There is no halal Rosh Hashanah time. My time. Why is no halal Rosh Hashanah time? Rosh Hashanah is a fantastic day, a very special day we were given. Is it not a day to recite the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah? So Amar go, no. Amar malach lecharz to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The malachim said to Hashem, Bono Sholom, they ma'in Yisrael omer mishira lefanecha Rosh Hashanah b'yom kippur. Why don't they say halal in front of you right now? These are such the great, we mentioned before Yom Kippur, one of the two happiest days in the Jewish calendar. That's a halal worthy day. Why are we holding back from halal? Why did the Jews say it? It's the Gemara. Amr Lehem, Afshar Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din, Serechayim, Serechayim, Mason, Pitsuchim, Lefanav, Yisrael, Amr Mshira. Is it possible that Bnei Yisrael are sitting in Din and the Book of Life and Death are open in front of them and they're not saying Shira? Daniel's going to ask me, how about the Book of the Beinonim? Right, where's the Beinonim book here? Right, it's a good question. So the whole shmooze, we'll get that later on. The point being is that you can't say halal is a celebration. Now again, you should know. We are confident in some ways. We are optimistic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves very much. But there's a difference between being confident and being jovial. You know, if I knew that I had like an in with a judge, right? I'm coming to a court case. I'm in with a judge. You know, I got to play it cool still. I got to play it cool. I got to be serious and straight. I know inside I'm rejoicing. I'm wearing fine clothes. I'm about to have a festive meal afterwards, but while I'm there, and I'm in a din, I'm serious. I'm excited. I know it's going to be, I know what's going to happen to me, but I'm not going to play around with it. Yeah.
Also, don't we say hello days where something happens before you stop?
So the Gemara Megillah brings down. That's why there's no, we say there's no halal for the Megillah, right? But people, some people say that no, the Megillah is the Hallel, right?
That's because there's a miracle. There's a miracle. I mean, the world was created, which I guess is a miracle.
Well, if the Megillah is a Hallel, Megillah is a Hallel, even though they weren't in, you know, the different answers as to why there's no Megillah by why we don't do a Hallel by Purim. But some of them assume that there would be a Hallel, and the Megillah is that Hallel, even for Purim. I mean, Hallel Purim, he wasn't Eretz Yisrael. And there was no open nace, let's say, like it's not breaking of laws of nature nace. But a day like Yom Kippur and a day like Rosh Hashanah would certainly be in that category. But the different reason why we don't say is because, again, that's what you see. Also, we say, but this, the Shvi Shel Pesach, you know, we don't have a full halal. Why? Because Masa Yad, they told him, Biyam, but Temerim Shira, my people are, again, what was the nace in Sukkot? What depends. Was there another couple that we're celebrating? What if we're celebrating Sukkot Mamish? So then there's no nace there. No, so it's a holiday celebration.
Yeah, and it's the day where everyone came.
Was that, is that an ace? Is that an ace that everyone came? No. It was a celebration. It was a time to be celebrated. It was celebratory for sure. So that's what's similar over here. Yom Kippur is the happiest day in the Jewish calendar, we say. Hashanah is a very important day. We're carrying in Kodesh Baruch Hu over us. It deserves a hallel. So the answer is no. It would be not the right moment in time.
There are two different, just like, maybe a little off topic. Not Yom Kippur, Shabbos.
Yes, again?
It's kind of off topic, but Yom Kippur, Shabbos, I have this year.
Ask me now.
Okay, so are there really two main goals of Yom Kippur, or is there one main goal? Because it seems that it's a super happy day where you're crowning Hashem.
No, Rosh Hashanah is crowning Hashem. Kippur's not crowning Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is crowning Hashem. Yom Kippur is about your judgment being sealed.
Right, so why then? I mean, you have 50% chance of landing the wrong
book. We believe that the king is someone who is our father. He's Avinu Malkeinu. So though we know Kodesh Baruch Hu is the judge, we believe that our judge is going to judge, our father is judging us. You know, and that the Melech is someone who we believe is looking out for us also. And he knows what we can do. And we have a close relationship with him. We believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu will hear us out. Okay.
Russell, yeah.
It's an excellent question. This is one of my hardest, the questions about Bakasha and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You're supposed to ask personal requests. There was a few years when I tried not to, because it's machlokas. It's brought down as machlokas. You're really supposed to be karein Hashem. Anything you ask for is like, okay. So even if you get that,
what if you're asking so you can like crown Hashem?
So I should ask to crown Hashem, and Hashem will give me money to crown him. Meaning, let's say I want to have more money so I can give more tzedakah to your institutions. Well, I really should be asking, let me crown you. Hashem will give whatever I need to crown him. Right? It's very hard to get into it if you don't ask personal things. I'm sorry to say that. It's very hard if you don't think about yourselves and your family, your talmidim. It's hard to get halavai. We should be so connected where all I need is to be malachas brachah for me. That would be the best. It's just really hard to do. I would never tell a student not to ask for personal things. If a student says to me, I think I'm going to go for this, like the mamach of Hashem today, I'd be like, you're the man. Like, go for it if you can. I don't know if I can. It's hard. But when you get to the stage when you want to be malach, that's all you want to be malachas brachah, that's all you want in life. Yeah, killing it. It's awesome. It's hard, and if someone says I need to feel something about that, say to make it personal. Everything has been decided one on one. Your money, your wealth, your health, your family. It's all been decided today. But really, what all I should need is because Baruch Hu, you're the king. Whatever you want is what I really want. Whatever you want, that's all I should be asking for. But that requires a tremendous level of connection. And it's hard. That's very hard to do. So if someone had that connection, call Kavod. I'll take tips from you. You know, how'd you get it? Because I'm not sure I have it yet. But it's an unbelievable level. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Bottom of Lam Beis and Beis. Shofar Rosh Hashanah Eid Mavirin Alav Es Atchum Ve'Eid Mavachin Alav Es Agal. This is an unbelievable Mishnah over here. It's a surprise to me, actually. They wrote Shofar Rosh Hashanah time. There's no Shofar except for this one over here. I cannot cross Tchum. I cannot go outside of Tchum Shabbos, let's say, I can't walk a certain distance in order to hear the shofar. Or Eid Mefachin Alav Es Agal, I can't dig, let's say there's like an avalanche and there were stones. I can't like dig through the stones to unearth the shofar to be able to blow it Rosh Hashanah time. I won't hear shofar that year. I can't dig it out. Lo Olin Be'ilan, I can't climb a tree up to make sure I can hear it if that's the case. If it either is stuck in the tree, I can't pull it out from there. Roch Nagai Behema, I can't ride an animal in order to get to a place. Where there's a shofar, I won't hear it that year. Well, shot and I'll play mayim. I can't go swimming for it. Ben choskin also ben medaver shum mishum shvus ben medaver shum mishum losase. I can't cut it. I mean, either cut it off the animal or cut like hollow it out whether it be something that it's only shows means drabanan, it's only drabanan utensil, it's not the typical utensil we use, or if it's the rice utensil, neither one of them can I use. Nishulotasi means the rice level of violation of a yontif. Can't do either one of them. If I want to put water or wine inside of it, where I'll say later on that it kind of helped clean it out to make the sound be a little more clear. I do not have to hold back. I'm not holding back tinokos, children who are playing around and learning how to blow shofar with it, even on Shabbos, even on Yom Tov. Over the Raval is taken out, but I'm asking Iman. Rather, I kind of let them like misasik. I let them play around with the shofar. Until they learn it. I kind of give them the shofar, encourage them. Hey, let's see what you got there. It sounds like even over here on Shabbos, even Yom Tov, I let them play around with it so that they can train themselves to become good shofar blowers. I'm misasik, and as someone who's just playing around, by the way, as an aside, you're just playing around and you know, you're kind of blowing through, and all of a sudden, makes a noise of shofar. Lo yotze, so you're not yotze. Similarly, if a person who hears someone playing around with it, also he would not be yotze. Okay, we've seen a lot of these things beforehand, but let's go now and analyze a little deeper. Says Gemara, my timer. Why am I not allowed to do any of these things for to hear shofar? Shofar ase who? Shofar is a mitzvah ase d'oraisa. Yom tov ase los ase. Yom tov has both positive and negative commandments. There's a positive commandment in keeping the law. There's a negative commandment in violating malacha, and therefore. The eight assay, the mitzvah of shofar, which is an assay, is not docha, elos assay, the assay. And therefore, I cannot allow myself to do anything over here, even durabunans. A lot of these things are only durabunans. Mitfach lev zagal is a durabunan. To be able to dig through dirt is a durabunan. It's muksa. Rubble is muksa. There's not even, what's that? It's only if it's an avera, meaning it's only durabunans in order to do a mitzvah. It's only their abundance of like kind of muksa in order to get to a shofar, which is the mitzvah the rice in the end. So Marcia says it's not okay. Even that, exactly. Can't violate muksa even. It doesn't lead to. Like the other case over here, let's say riding a horse might lead to a deraisa. Riding a horse, I may pull off a branch to whip the horse to make it go faster. That's deraisa in theory if I grab a branch off. These things, there's no deraisa even to get to in the end for like going through a gal. We see over here, there's an idea that called Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'in Deraisa Tikkun. When the Rabbanan made a takana, they did so, and we give it a lot. Okay, we had it before, remember we did it before, actually, earlier. We mechazek Derei Rabbanan sometimes. Remember, we have Chizuk Rabbanan. We mentioned before in Megillas Tainus, right? The day before, the day afterwards. We have to create Chizuk for the Rabbanan sometimes. So even though it's only, quote unquote, only Rabbanan, we're not going to treat it that way. We're going to treat it like it's a Deraisa. We give it mechazek these rules. So here we see there could be days.
Giving them Chizuk is actually making it seem like kind of less reliable.
Well, they are less level.
Right, but am I giving them feeling of being like, oh, you guys are down there, so therefore we have to lift you up.
Which is true. They are down there. We want to lift so that no one else...
The fact that we try to level them out with
Because we don't want you treating like it is down there. We don't want you treating like it's down there. So we have to lift up. We have to raise up for that action.
When do we decide?
It's a good question. Each case, we have to... You know, we had a Gemara earlier about this topic about, you know, Megillah's tightness. But I guess anyway, when we're afraid, people will like be like, this isn't real. So Chazal or Mechazik in those cases. Okay. Where is it? Lo olim be'ilam v'lo roch v'lo gai behemah. So the Gemara, hashad rabbanan amar t'lo, the rice me bai. If I already said things that are only rabbanan, I mean like muksa, it's not going to lead to anything. The going through the pile of rubbish, the pile of like trash to be able to get to my shofar, there is no possible d'oraisa that will result from that. It's all rabbanan. It's cool rabbanan. So if the cases that we say, for rabbanans, we say nothing will lead any more to rabbanan, we still say you can't do it. Then deraisas, things that aren't yet, but could lead to a deraisa. Like, for example, look at here, Rashi here does not say, it's not deraisas Rashi, but if I'm going to ride on a horse, I might grab a branch or climb a tree, I might do, you know, whatever it might be, and be told a branch, that's a deraisa. But it's not, again, the riding the horse is not deraisa, but at least it could lead to a deraisa. Once I know I came to things that have no room for deraisa. What's that? It's mux. Excellent question. Not mux is not always a siyah. Right, it could be sometimes like it's pointless and therefore it has no function. So that could be also mux. Something that has no function at all. Mux machmas gufo. It has no function itself.
Isn't that the one you always try to get to?
No, I think is a better one because then that leads to the rices, but you could also have more leeway to move it around in theory. Okay. So hashir abanan amar lo the rices me bai. Where's it? You're right. The way that this Mishnah is being quoted is This is usher, and I don't have to tell you, of course, that's usher. This is not a great, the mission, the Gemara is not like doing this usually, but the Gemara will do it twice. Actually, I'll do it right now, come up as well another time. It's not a great way of answering the question, but we do sometimes say this answer when we're kind of stuck. So, zub, etar chomer zub means this, and of course, even that is usher. So that's what we have here. Derabanan, and of course, even the Doraisa, that could be Doraisa at some point in time, is also usher. Okay, a little further. Whether it's Derabanan or even Doraisa. Mishum Shvus is considered a magala, which is a magla. Magla is a sickle. Sickle is like what they have in the Russian flag, that like that harp, that thing that's like a half, it's like a half circle, very sharp. You kind of go into the fields and chopping things down. That's only Derabanan. Why? Because that's an abnormal thing to use to haul out a shofar. So that'll be a shvus. That's a Derabanan. And lo sase, like a real mamish deraisa, would be a sakina, a real knife. That also would be also. So once again, hashta. Now that we know, mishum shvus amar lo. When you say that you can't even use a sickle, which is only Derabanan, we can't do that to haul out a shofar out. Lo sase, or mamish deraisa sakim, you tell me you can't do that? Of course you can do that. Once again, zu, vein tzarach lomar zu, katani. This is taught katani as a zu, vein tzarach lomar zu. This, and of course, that also is obviously not allowed. Volume road sale detain the socha mayim oyayin detain. Mayim oyayin in, mayim lo. Water, wine, you can put in there, but urine, you cannot put in a shofar. Marcel over here, mastisin, money, who's the mission like? It's like Abashol, it's Abashol. Why? I mean, it fits to Abashol's opinion. Tile in a brace, Abashol, omer, mayim oyayin mutter, delet tzachzacho, to make it like clear and like clean it out. But meraglaim, us from there, cover. Meraglaim is not allowed. Because it's not mechubad, it's beneath a shofar to have urine inside of it. Eva akvinus tinokos midukoi. We do not hold back tinokos from blowing shofar. That implies tinokos we don't hold back, but hanashim akvin, we do hold back women from blowing shofar. Now, why are we saying that? We'll see in a minute why. Again, why would you think that tinokos would be more than women? Because tinokos one day will get to a state of chiyuv. A woman is never going to be in a state of chiyuv. It's a state of mangrama. And a chayiv, but the one that doesn't have das will have das one day. That will make a chayiv. The woman that has das and still is not chayiv. So I'd rather one who's going to have das one day and be chayiv fully be the one who plays around with it, than the woman who's not going to ever be chayiv fully. It's not saying women are less than children. God forbid. It's saying the chiyuv a shofar for a child, he's more connected to it. Why? Because one day that child will become a man. And therefore, that may all be chayv midoraisa. So, but then? No comment. Okay. Says the Gemara. Nashim akva nakvin. You can hold women back from the shofar. That's how the braisa. Ima akvin lois anashim. Says the for the braisa, you don't hold back women or children if they want to blow shofar and yom tov, you let them do it. I'm rabbi, lokasha. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda is one opinion. Rabbi Shimon is the second opinion. Helen, Rabbi Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael. Says, speak to Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, somchin, v'im nos Yisrael, somchus. Somchin, smicha, refers to putting your hands on the animal when you offer a korban, and again, an offering the korban. So only Bnei Yisrael are somchin. Bnei Yisrael put their hands on the animal and do smicha. But nos Yisrael, but women, the word Bnei Yisrael here refers to men as opposed to women. Bnei Yisrael are not somchus because it refers to Bnei Yisrael. That's Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Omim, Nashim, Somchus, Rishus. They're allowed to. And it's their choice. If they want to, they can. If you say like that, then simply blowing shofar. If they want to, they can. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a Rishus. It's not a Chiyuv. It's a mitzvah. Once it's a mitzvah, we're not going to stop them. Again, we pass in that way as well. If women is also a mitzvah, it's not a Chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah anyways. And therefore, if they want to blow shofar on Shabbos, then certainly we let them. Well, he's asking him, Achi Lamdu. We let them, this is over the children again, play around with it so that they learn. Amar Rabbi Lazar, afilu b'Shabbos. Even if it's on Shabbos, they want, you know, we're going to let them play around with it on Shabbos, that's also okay. To learn how to blow shofar when they're younger. We teach like as well. He's asking b'hen, ad sh'yilamdu, afilu b'Shabbos. V'ein ma'akvin, ha'tinokos mi'lutkoa. Again, over here it says, we're going to ask and you let them play around with it, even on Shabbos, we said above. And we don't hold them back, a child from blowing shofar, again, referring to Shabbos. Now again, the lashon here, you know, takes it out of here. But Shabbos in Shabbos is lomar b'yom tov. So again, what we say over here is, of course, if Shabbos is allowed, of course, yom tov would certainly be allowed for them to play around on it. Versus haguf akash, I don't understand the whole entire statement you just made. Amark misaskim b'hen achi lamdu v'ilu b'Shabbos. You said beforehand that you're misaskim b'hen till they learn even on Shabbos. Again, this part's taken out of the girsa, but we'll leave it anyways. Alma lechachila aminan tiku b'hadar tiku. Therefore, we say lechachila. You encourage them. You ask them. You kind of you know, hey, let's hear you blow that thing. We're encouraging them. There's a level of lechachila they can do it even. V'hadotar, then it says later on, it teaches, e'ma'akvin. You don't stop them from doing it. What does that imply? Ikuvuhu lo ma'akvinan, that ma'akvin. We don't hold them back. Alechila lo amrinan tiku. But we don't ideally say they should do it. So which one is it? Do we ideally let them blow shofar? Do we just not stop them from shofar? Lo kasha. Kan, top of lamy one base. Kan, bekatim shigi lechinuch. One is the case when the katan has already arrived at chinuch. And there we say, we actually encourage them. We encourage them to, let's see what you got. See what you blow shofar a little bit. He's at the age right now when he should be learning. He's a gil chinuch. Kan, bekatim shigi lechinuch. The other one is when the katan is not yet arrived at the state of chinuch. It's asking lo yotze. The person who's playing around is not yotze. Where it says, okay, Lashir Yatza. If you're misasik, you're not Yotze. Misasik means like you don't even mean to blow it. You're just kind of blowing, like making a barking sound we had before, and then it could end up shofar blast by accident came out. But if you're actually trying to blow that sound, not for the sake of shofar, for the sake of a song, the song happens to have a beat that goes, ooh, 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 no, 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 ooh, that's the song, right? So, oh my gosh, that happens to also double as what the shofar is rushing on time. That's pretty good what I did. That's pretty good. I'm working on that. I'm working on it. It's recorded. It's recorded. It's on YouTube.